B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me peace in America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
You know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's in my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
stuff. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't
yes,
even
you
know
did.
It was...
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello. Oh, boy. Hi.
Hi. How we go? How we doing?
I'm good.
Everybody had a busy weekend, man.
Yeah.
We'll get into our weekend stories. Producer Nicole went on a blind vacation where she was just told to show up with a suitcase to the airport.
Yep.
We'll find out where she went. She's not, I'll tell you what, she's not back feeling 100%.
No, she came back feeling sick.
But she's got a nice tan.
Yeah. I went to Greenville, South Kakalaki.
Cool. I want to hear about that. Loren and I did a really cool, hosted a cool event on Saturday with Luke Kuechly.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. But why don't we do a Monday morning song before we do anything so that everybody can stretch and feel better about themselves after the weekend? Paramore. Ain't it fun?
It is.
Kiss 95.1. There you go. Now we're ready for a Monday morning show.
Love that.
So, who wants to go first with how your weekend was? Roy, you were in Greenville.
I was in beautiful Greenville, South Carolina. I like to think of it as a mini Charlotte.
Yeah.
It's because they have some of the things that we have, like Ink and Ivy Sip, Carolina Ale House. I'd walk around familiar places. But it was beautiful. It was right on the water. It was a lot of walking, a lot of stairs. So you can imagine how I felt.
It's so pretty down there, though.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So they have this wonderful waterfall that you have to walk down, like, I don't know, 7 flights of stairs to get to. At least it felt like 7 flights of stairs for me. And then I enjoyed it so much, I decided to stay down there for a couple hours while I prepared a strategy.
Can I get life flighted out of here?
And climbing Mount Everest. He had a train.
I made Sterling stop halfway so I could take a breather.
He had a train for 2 hours to make the trek back. What's he doing? Why is he going up 2 steps and back down?
I know everyone else is walking up and down like it's easy.
Show offs.
Change my mind.
Yelling at him.
It's hot.
Show offs.
Yeah.
What was the weather like there in Greenville?
Oh, it was beautiful. Short weather. I mean, was it beautiful here in Charlotte? I imagine it
Saturday was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was beautiful. It was good. It was a good nightlife. I went to a dueling piano bar and I was able to yell out stuff.
I saw that. They're so much fun.
They are. You know, we have one up in Charlotte called Howl at the Moon, and I never take advantage of a dueling piano bar, but it was a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I got to have drinks with Sterling's boss and his wonderful wife, Lisa, and that was a lot of fun. So.
Is that why you went down there? Was it like a business thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going down to Greenville in a couple weeks because Dean's turning 6 officially, and we asked him if he wanted a birthday party or a trip, and he's like, I want to go to Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he saw the commercial for it or something. I don't know.
That's
it worked.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Out of all the places he could have asked to go, and he was like, yeah, let's go there.
They have the zoo, they have the walking trails, they have the waterfalls, you know, there's fun stuff to do, big playground.
Yeah.
So,
what about you, Loren? I know Saturday morning you and I hosted a really cool event at Gigi's Playhouse.
Yes. Well, Friday we kicked off by hitting the town. We actually went out in Charlotte to celebrate Elena's birthday, our au pair.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom babysat for us, which was nice. So she got her night off. And then Saturday, we did Gigi's Playhouse in the morning. And
which we hosted. This is a really cool place.
It's really, really cool.
It's a learning center for Down syndrome kids.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And adults.
But adults, too. And it's all volunteer run and supported.
Yep.
Very cool.
And Luke Kuechly was there with us.
Mm.
So was he there with you or was he there and you were near?
Well, like we didn't pick him up.
Right.
But, you know.
He met us there.
Like were you on the stage with him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? They let you on the stage with Luke Kuechly?
We were emceeing the event, and Luke was a special guest.
Hmm.
What do you mean they let us on the stage with Luke Kuechly? What do you think Lorraine was going to do?
Did you think we were going to tackle him?
No, no. I just think that, like, in the world of where we stand, he's at the very top, and we're below the bottom.
Gotcha.
I just didn't think they'd let you near him.
Well, we'll have you know, Roy, just so...
putting our lives in perspective for
you're
us.
You're welcome.
Just so you can start sweeping the dirt off our faces. I'll let you know that the police officer that was guarding Luke was excited to have a picture with Lorraine and I.
Okay.
Knew exactly. Because we went up to Luke. We said, hey, Luke, what's up? Maney and Lorraine from Kiss 95.1. He's like, hey, guys, how you doing? I said hi to the police officer. He goes, I know who y'all are. I want to get my picture, too.
Yeah, they were fun. And then Saturday after we left Gigi's, I took Elena for her birthday up to the Furniture Mart in High Point. She went to school for interior design, so she loves that kind of stuff. So I took her up there, and we had press passes and just proceeded to crash a bunch of parties.
Great. You show her how we do it in radio.
Like nice. Everyone's checking into the right.
No, we don't.
I just walked around.
We don't do lines. Elena, walk with us.
Yeah. I was like, just pretend like you know what you're doing.
Did you stay the night up there in High Point?
No, we came home late, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And like we said earlier, producer Nicole went to a blind vacation where she was told to just bring her suitcase and show up at the airport with some friends. So we'll find out at 7 where she went. 8 a.m. this morning, you're shot at $1,000. And up next, don't let your boss manipulate you when he says these 5 things to you. We'll talk about it in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Don't let your boss manipulate you with these phrases, Loren.
Yes, and I like how we're doing this before our boss is awake.
Have you ever had one of those bosses that just irk you and you have absolutely no reason why? Listen to those gut instincts. This article from, where did we find this from? Huffington Post says, chances are the boss is using some subliminal manipulative language to get you to prioritize the company over your wants, desires, and interests.
You mean like buzzwords?
And time. It's like, for instance, if your boss uses a phrase like, work is your family.
Oh.
Yeah.
Using such a personal phrase makes you less likely to speak up against any bad decisions that the company makes.
Oh, really?
That's what they say.
I think it takes it the other way for us. Then we feel prideful to really tell you how we feel. We're family. We can't hurt anything.
It backfires on them.
We'll tell you when you're an idiot.
I thought we were family. Why am I in HR?
Don't let your boss manipulate you with the phrase, I need you to be available at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Technology allows us to work from anywhere at any time. You do have the right to spend your free time out of reach from your employer.
Yeah. You have weekends for a reason.
Sure. Some jobs like ours, though, we're supposed to be open 24/7, basically, like if anything ever happens or anybody needs anything. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It does suck, though. Don't let your boss manipulate you with the phrase, everything is fine. A boss that offers vague praise but never any real feedback for you to learn is someone to keep your eye on.
Our boss never does.
Our boss is the opposite. He goes, everything sucks.
Yeah.
With no real feedback on how to fix it.
We don't ever hear, yeah.
We would kill for the praise with no good feedback. Like, we'd kill for that.
Yeah. We get negative feedback with no solutions. Don't let your boss manipulate you with the saying, that's not my problem.
Oh.
Any boss who says this is someone who absolutely does not care about helping their employees.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean... I wouldn't think you'd hear that often from a
boss. They shouldn't be a boss if they say that.
Yeah.
How about when your boss says, this is how we've always done it, so figure it out.
Oh.
Basically, that phrase comes from a boss who only enforces the rules but does not have any authority, desire, or creativity to change the way he's gone about his business.
Well, it's important to innovate. Very important to always be innovating. And
the most important one on the list, the last one, a boss can manipulate you by saying, don't you agree? Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Then you have. What else are you going to say?
He didn't say, do you agree? He says, don't you agree?
It's assumptive.
With you working, you should work this weekend. Don't you agree?
Oh, really?
Well, then you're fired.
now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
As you're heading into work this morning, think about your boss and how he talks to you.
And you don't you agree at some point.
Right.
See how you can control people.
That is a mind mess, man. All right, so Avicii, we're getting new music from Avicii. I know, even though he has passed away.
Okay.
His family said that they kind of went into the vault and found all of these 75 to 80% finished songs.
Oh, that, I now feel... I don't
they
like
did
it.
That to Michael Jackson.
I don't like
okay,
it.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me just give
can
you
I
the
details.
Can
I tell you how many failed bits we have in our vault? If I pass away, don't air all these unaired senseless.
That's fair.
They're crap.
Well, the album will be out in June. It's going to be called Tim, which was his first name. The first single is called SOS, and there was another producer who came in and helped finish the tracks, including all of the collaborations. There's a collaboration coming out on this album with Chris Martin, and he came in to help finish the track as well. Proceeds to this album are going to go to mental illness and suicide prevention.
That's good.
Yeah. Lori Loughlin, the plot is thickening when it comes to her college admission scandal. Now, she paid over $500,000 to get her two daughters in to University of Southern California. And now her one daughter, Olivia, is telling sources that she knew what was going on the whole time. So this is like getting back to the press. And that she is terrified that she'll have to take the stand in this trial.
Mm.
So
I sent an email to UNC and told them I'd be willing to do 10 years of free advertising mm-hmm. if they would move Dean up on the list.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's what we do.
I sent an email and mm-hmm. said, hey, I got $50 if anybody wants to give me a degree.
Yeah. No response, huh?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. You might be waiting a minute. Luke Perry's son returned to the wrestling ring. Jack Jungle Boy Perry had canceled all of his shows with his father's passing.
Wow.
And he came back with a touching message saying, I'm not sure if I'll ever be ready to come back, but thank you for all your support.
That's Jungle Boy Perry.
From the jungle.
They all have such funny names.
The wrestlers, yeah.
Yeah.
WrestleMania was last night. Josh from Lancaster is going to give us an update, a recap, actually, at 9 this morning. I'm excited for that.
Funny that you brought that up, because Nikki Bella, she has been steering clear of WrestleMania after her breakup with John Cena. Like, she's just not interested in being part of it. That was one of my things I wanted to bring up, too. That
okay.
She's, like, kind of avoiding it like the plague. She doesn't want to be part of it. She doesn't want to see the guy she was supposed to marry.
Yeah, I was watching WrestleMania just a little bit.
And, you were?
Yeah.
Did just you rent it?
No. Like, it was all, everybody was sharing clips on Twitter.
Oh.
And I noticed that somebody pulled someone's nose ring out of their nose. And
did
I was like,
bleed?
My gosh. I don't know.
Or was it like true wrestling?
I don't know if it bled, Lorraine. Let's not go down that path.
A lot of it's kind of planned.
Bret the Hitman Hart was inducted into the Hall of Fame on Saturday night, and a fan came out of the crowd and tackled him. Look at
Whoa.
That video.
Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
They have such funny names. Why are they all such great names?
I don't know.
All right, that's your dirty.
You got a problem with the Ultimate Warrior?
I don't know. I think we're just amused. I can't get over Perry's
like,
name.
I just want a cool name. Like,
Loren the Crusher.
The Wrath, you know, Marola.
The Wrath of Ren Marola.
Yeah.
You know, they'd play to my weight, and I'd be, like, sensitive about it. Here goes Big Boy Roy.
What does that mean?
Why do they play the, like, the Italian when the moon hits the sky every time I come out? I know I love pizza.
Oh, my gosh. All right. You know what we need to play for you guys? We normally play a 650 War of the Roses, but last week we had a follow-up to a War of the Roses between Carly, Ronnie, and a third party named Christina, who was an ex.
Yep.
If you missed any of that, you got to hear how the three of them confronted each other on the radio. We'll do it in just about 8 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Carly and Ronnie are back with us. They were on War of the Roses, and Ronnie sent the flowers to Carly, but there's still this third person that's kind of roaming around the relationship, orbiting around,
mm-hmm.
and her name is Christina, and that makes Carly a little uncomfortable. So we brought them back to kind of hash this whole thing out.
How have you guys been doing since your War of the Roses aired?
I think we've been doing great.
I mean, it's kind of tense you know, because I'm just still not buying this whole victim thing that she has going on.
Christina is Ronnie's ex-girlfriend, but Carly and Ronnie have been together for 5 years, and every time you broke up with Carly, Ronnie, you went back to Christina. We know that from our War of the Roses we did. We all agree to that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You don't think there's anything wrong with you helping out your ex, and Carly feels uncomfortable with it.
So what we're saying is you have to close the door on Christina.
Is Christina still staying at the house, by the way? Or did you finally ask her to hit it?
She's been in and out.
How do you feel about that, Carly?
Well, I'm so uncomfortable that I'm never there. I mean, when she's there, I just leave. But then when I leave, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, are they hooking up?
We're not hooking up.
Okay.
None of that's going on.
What will it take to get Christina out of your life, Ronnie?
I mean, Carly does mean the world to me, so I pretty much do anything for her, but...
Okay, so I don't know if producer Nicole told you this or not, but after we aired the War of the Roses, Christina called in, and she wanted to come on today. That's why we had you both back on. Carly and Ronnie, with your permission, we'd like to bring Christina in.
Yeah, bring her on.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Christina, can you hear us?
Hi, yes, I can.
Christina, you can tell that the situation here is a bit sticky.
I guess it's sticky, but I really feel like she's making this a lot more difficult than it should be, you know?
What's your intentions, Christina?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, every time there's ever been a break, you know, he's always gone back to you. Do you still have feelings?
I mean, I just always take it as a compliment. Like, I understand, you know, once you've sort of had the best, it's really hard having something else. And so if he likes coming back to that.
Oh, my God. Do you see what I'm saying?
I mean, I just think that it's accepting reality, honestly. And Ronnie is awesome. And there's nothing wrong with two awesome people being together. And if he chooses to then be with someone else, that's his choice.
Okay. You clearly aren't over Ronnie. Carly and Ronnie have been together for 5 years, and it sounds to us like you have feelings for Ronnie still. Can we admit that? Let's put it all out on the table.
I mean, I think Ronnie is a great guy.
Okay, so if Ronnie was single, would you be trying to hook up with him?
I mean, he'd definitely be trying to hook up with me.
Are you trying to hook up with him even though he has a girlfriend?
I'd say that he's old enough to speak for himself.
Well, he told us he's not. He told us that on the War of the Roses. That he's doing this because he feels like you need help. So our follow-up question is, why are you going back to Ronnie when he has a girlfriend? Maybe you should be turning to someone else in your life to help you so that you could crash in someone else's room if you need to. Like, we're all for helping you, but we just think you're knocking on the wrong door.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that it just makes more sense that since we are such good friends and that he is such a great guy that... If we're both being mature adults all the time and making our own decisions, do what we want to do, it makes perfect sense for me to just stay there. I mean, we're great friends. We've known each other for a really long time.
Just sounds like you don't have the slightest bit of remorse.
She just said that she was the best he's ever had.
You're handling this, Carly, much better than I probably would.
I just wasn't expecting all this. I wasn't expecting for her to be on the phone and to talk to her. So I'm just soaking this all in. It's a lot.
Let's take a quick breather. Let's take a break.
If it's okay, I have something I have to say. I have to get off my chest. I need to say to Christina.
Okay. Listen, just hold on to that just for one moment. We have to go to break, and we'll have Carly. We'll give you the floor. You can say what you want, okay?
Okay.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
We had a War of the Roses this week that kind of set everybody in the Queen City off, and it was Carly and Ronnie were fighting over his ex that keeps kind of flashing back into the relationship. Well, all three of them are on the phone right now.
So, yeah, if you want, so many messages are coming in and so many calls, but if you want to jump in and say what you want to say to Ronnie, Christina, and Carly, give us your thoughts at 704-570-9595.
Carly, you, when we left for the break there and for the Kiss Cash Code, which, by the way, make sure you text that code to 45911 for your chance at $1,000. But you said you had something to say, Carly. So the floor is yours. What would you like to say to Christina?
That this is it. This is the final straw. I'm really sorry you can't get your own boyfriend and you need help with your life because you can't do your life and you want mine. But you can't have it. This is where it stops. This is, I'm done, okay? So, Ronnie, yeah. she's out. She's out of our lives. As soon as we hang up this phone call, I'm saying, like, delete this girl's phone number. I never want her in my house again, okay? I have been patient enough.
I mean, Ronnie, you can't blame her. Have you heard everything Christina has said? She's just been matter-of-fact talking down your current girlfriend.
Dude, if I was not in the middle of this, they would be BFF. Trust me.
I think that's hard to say.
Tell her right now on the radio, in front of all these people, to back off. I'm serious.
You really want me to do that?
I mean, I want you to not only delete her, I want you to block her. Like, we're done. This is no more. I have been so understanding. I have been so patient. I love you. Right, I know right, you love right. me.
Done. It's done. You hear? Christina?
Oh, I'm sorry. That? Like, just the fact that you're going to be so threatened by having just another woman within radius of your boyfriend, I mean, that just shows how really shallow and insecure you are.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. You can call me whatever you want, but I got the condo. I got the guy. Okay, so you go need to work on
ladies,
your own.
Ladies, chill.
Look, I could have any guy that I wanted, and I do, by the way.
Okay. So, all right, go get him.
Go find another guy.
I have another boyfriend. It's like you guys think you know everything about my life.
If you have another boyfriend, why are you going? Why even be in this situation? Just leave these people alone.
He's letting me stay there.
Okay, well, go stay at your boyfriend's house.
Go stay at your boyfriend's house. I mean, like, this is crazy. This doesn't even make any sense. I don't believe you.
I mean, Ronnie, and now can't you see?
Come on, dude.
What more do you need?
Choose your side, Ronnie.
I already did. I put my foot down.
Good. Okay. Well, Christina, it's done. Leave Ronnie and Carly alone. Go be with your boyfriend. Have a great life. Hopefully your boyfriend can help you as much as Ronnie has had.
Christina, please stop contacting me. It's done. No more. No more, okay?
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. I'm sure you're
going to
miss the other
Okay, I'm going to let her go. Christina, thank you for coming on today. Hopefully you get the help that you need and get your life back on track. From what we hear, it's kind of messy. All right, Carly, I'm sorry. I feel like we finally got to the end of it.
No, thank you, guys. We just needed this. I think we needed this because when you're on the radio and everybody can hear your business, it, like, puts it in a new perspective. Know what I mean? So,
we needed to get to the bottom of it, and I think we now know Christina's intentions.
Right.
And Ronnie, I hope you can now see clearly what was going on. And is everybody okay? Are you two okay now?
I know we got this. We're fine. Okay. I just needed that one thing, and so you did it. So I love you. So thank you.
All right.
Thanks, babe. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on. Everybody is gone. Wow.
Holy cow. I mean, the text messages are coming in fast and furiously. Oh, my God, red flag. She clearly had some intention. She's acting like an immature child.
Christina just showed all of her cards at the end.
Yeah. And, right there with Loren, this would not fly with me, shaking my head.
Ronnie finally put his foot down, though. That's all we asked.
Yeah.
It took us 3 days to get him to put his foot down, but he finally did.
Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Everybody's moving their microphones. Good morning.
Producer Nicole, you went on a blind trip this weekend.
I did, yeah. I left on Thursday and got back yesterday.
Last time we talked to you, you had no idea where you were going. Your friends told you to get to the airport, bring a suitcase. And then this weekend, I ran into a couple of people who asked me where you went.
To Siesta Key in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. So that it's cool. It's like cool. It's like the west coast of Florida, which I had never been to before.
Wow. So you, that was interesting. Your friend said, pack a bag. You went to the airport. And I guess when you got to the airport, that's when you knew? I mean, they couldn't, like, blindfold you.
Right. Yeah, you're getting on the flight and you're checking in. You can see it on your ticket.
I knew on the way there.
At some point, it turns from fun to a straight kidnapping hostage situation.
Yes, it's a really fine line.
TSA was following me everywhere. I don't know why.
So, you know, something tells me that if you and I were doing this to them, it would be considered a kidnapping hostage situation. Because you'd be like, let's not tell them until they get off the plane.
I'd be like, what?
Bird boxing it.
To the airport. I'm sorry, I'm doing a fun kid. It's a fun thing. It's a blind trip. Don't worry.
It is a fun thing. It's fine.
Now boarding flight 2735 to Colombia.
Is that, me?
Is no. that us?
That's not your surprise.
Because of the announcement. All right, boarding American 1614 to Siesta Key. Oh, I said it. Take off the blindfold.
You ruined it. You suck, sir.
You ruined it.
Well, we're glad that you had fun. It looked like, you know, you came back. You're rejuvenated. You're energized and sick.
I am sick.
What happens to you?
But, like, I was good. Like, that was the thing. It's like yesterday, like, I was good. I was feeling great. And then it hit midday. Like, my throat hurt.
I was going to say, you're sure it's not allergies, but.
No, I don't get allergies.
Oh, you're one of the lucky ones.
I know. I've never had issues with allergies.
You're allergic to work.
Yeah, you came back and you saw a staff email and you're like, oh, I can't do it.
What's your philosophy on why you got sick?
Because on the airplane, you know, the vents that you can turn on or off for cool air?
Uh-huh.
Well, I always turn them off because it's just like recycled air with a bunch of gross humans, and the human sitting next to me had theirs on, and it was just like blowing air in my face the entire time.
So you think because of the air conditioning unit,
I got sick? Yes, because it was like other people's stuff.
That's so like I
See,
have
and
to.
And I have the opposite theory. Like if you keep the air moving,
you get healthier.
No, you're not going to get healthier, but you have less of a chance of getting sick because those germs aren't sitting.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, you know? Don't want an airplane with just stale air.
Right.
I need the air. I'll die on a plane. As soon as I get on the plane, I crank that thing up.
I've never been on a plane where the air, like when the air is not blowing in my face, I've never had an issue with getting sick. But the times that it has been blowing in my face, I have not felt great.
Wow.
Somebody from Area Code 803 texted in and said, did you see any cast from MTV Siesta Key?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was
until
a thing.
I was down there. But I will tell you, I felt like the oldest person there because it was like every middle schooler and every high schooler's spring break.
Oh,
and
okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, but like when I was in high school, I was like an ugly kid.
Oh, what, like a personality?
I mean,
I hadn't grown into, I barely knew how to straighten my hair. Like, I didn't know how to take care of myself.
That's so sad.
And Nicole then Weaver. All of these kids.
A cry for help on Lifetime.
That was an ugly high school.
I was.
Just different clips.
No.
I don't know how to comb my hair. I don't want to go out on a date with Ben. After navigate it.
Michelle, there's something I have to tell you. What is it? Do you love Ben? No. I love you.
Nicole Weaver?
The Nicole Weaver story on Lifetime. Go back to your room. You're not even amused. I'm glad you had fun at Siesta Key.
You two are just... You're just egging each other on this morning.
I know. And producer Nicole, you can't see her face, but she's giving us this look.
I have reason to believe that you guys brought that up literally just to talk about airplanes.
No.
This
is the MRL show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show's number one, Hit Music Station, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show. Do you guys see the astounding things you probably didn't know about women? It was trending over the weekend. And I think some of the facts are awesome. I think it's so awesome. And it's like really fascinating things. Like women live longer than men, partly because their immune system ages them slowly.
Really?
Scientific fact.
I don't know. Nicole's immune system is shot, according to her.
My immune system's shot. You know.
The two women on our show are against the odds.
I don't know that that's necessarily right. Because if you think about it, like... I spend more time with my son than Dallas does, so I get sick more often, which means my immune system is awful.
Or you're more resilient than men.
You think Dallas would be sick more than I would?
Maybe.
According to, we got through one of them. How many are there?
I know. I'm already shooting holes in this barrel.
It was 38, so I'm going to have to bring it down a
all
couple.
Right, sorry, I'll stop.
Come on, we're supposed to be celebrating women, Loren. Let's go.
Right. Research has found that women are more prone to nightmares than men and have more emotional dreams. Jamaica, Colombia, and St. Lucia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The only countries where a woman is likely to be a boss more than a man?
That's cool.
It's not
That's
enough.
Odd, though. Those are three odd spots.
30% of businesses in America are owned by women. Not enough.
33%.
No,
nope.
Not enough.
80% of women are wearing the wrong bra size.
That is true.
Are you wearing the right size, Loren?
Probably not.
Yeah. We'll talk to people.
I've got other issues, though.
Yeah, I've got bigger issues. If that's the least going on in my life, I think I'm doing okay.
Is it uncomfortable when you're wearing the wrong size? Is it one of those things where you're like, oh, I had no idea?
So this is, I'm really bony, like, in my rib cage, so I can't wear a bra that has an underwire in it.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I'm just wearing the wrong size in an underwire, and I don't know it.
I wore a bra once, and I didn't hate it.
You know, everything fit so much better.
It did. Everything stayed in place.
Well, you did that for a charity fashion show.
I did. Women speak about 20,000 words a day. That's 13,000 more than the average man. It's a fact.
Not with you two.
Yeah, we can't get a word in, huh?
That's funny.
Men lie six times a day, twice as often as women.
Yeah, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
Men lie, six times a day?
Twice as often as women. So that means women only, I guess, lie three
times
a day.
Y'all are a bunch of fibbers.
Six lies a day?
Oh, you lie more than that. I bet I can sit here. I bet I can sit here and count them, man.
Six times an hour.
I challenge you.
I've already popped out four of them. You guys have no idea.
I know.
Like, talking with you is like two truths and a lie.
I'm not even married. I got no kids. You guys are falling for it.
Women spend nearly 1 year of their lives deciding on what to wear.
That's probably a little bit more for some.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's 365 days.
Yeah.
68% of women say that they would have an affair if they knew they can get away with it.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think women are more affair prone. I think I'm, I don't know about that. In middle school, 74% of girls, express interest in, STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And by the way, I just found out that it's now STEAM. They added the arts in too. It's STEAM.
Oh, nice.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And most children born to a mother,
The
most children born to a mother is 69. She birthed 16 pairs of twins. Seven sets of triplets and four sets of quadruplets.
What?
I don't know how that's possible. That can't be in America, right?
How many kids?
Well, 69
kids.
That's got to be a myth, like an urban legend.
That's 16 times two. That's
I know. I was sitting there doing the math, by the way. I was like, because
how is she still
that's
alive?
32. So she had 32 kids just with twins. She had 32 twins.
And she had seven sets of triplets.
Oh. In what time frame?
It's a female rabbit.
Yeah, she's having litters.
Yeah, she had a litter.
She had a litter.
That's crazy.
You know what? Loren's right. Ever since fact one, this whole story has been crap.
You know, we're here to celebrate women in the world, and poked holes in everything.
It was trending on Twitter. You have to believe it, right? Because it was on social media.
There's a bunch more, too, that we didn't get to. We'll put that up at kiss951.com and on our socials at the MRL Show.
So we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. This guy, it's like he just wanted to keep me on the phone. I had to hang up on him. You have to hear it. A brand new senseless survey comes your way in 5 minutes.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Okay, Kevin, this is Mr. Brown. Are you ready for your senseless survey?
Yeah. You guys literally just woke me up. Yeah, all right.
Okay, yep. This is where we got to get the questions for the American people. I want you to pretend that your body is a map of America. Which body part would be Florida?
Well, that would definitely be the what can I say? Well,
okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, some people said leg, but okay. Hey, speaking of the America country, do you consider Canada America's hat?
These are questions that the government needs to know, you know?
It is. We have very high priorities.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, definitely, it could be the hat. Maybe like a little hat with a hole in it or something missing.
Let me tell you this. Speaking of hats, according to our brain is the only organ that needs protection when riding a bike. Ever notice that? Seem like a conflict of interest?
Wow. Yeah, you definitely need to protect your knees, your elbows. Yeah. I think they made a song about it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in a product called the cordless extension cord?
Yeah. Come again? A what?
Mm-hmm. And ever notice that a sigh is just a backwards gasp? Ever considered that we're in every TV show and movie? We're just out of the camera frame?
Hey, you guys outside or something like that?
No, are you outside or something like that?
Alicia, get in here.
If it's a law to wear a seatbelt, why does that rule fly out the window when you're on the public bus? You just hold on to the pole for dear life.
Yeah, you hear this? When you were on the bus yesterday and you were out there, there's no seatbelts on there. You see that situation? That's the same thing I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on to something.
Get in here. You
Yeah, invite as many people.
That's true.
Call the neighborhood in. Maybe they can all hear these questions.
this is monumentally crazy. They got hundreds of people riding in the bus every day. They got no doggone seatbelts. What's going on with that? It's crazy.
Maybe we should start a law.
Yeah, or a petition or something like that.
A partition. Yeah. Listen, do you think the people who have the trust no one tattoos trusted their tattoo artist? Listen, when you're born, when you're born, if you come out legs first, would it be true that you wore your mom like a hat for just a moment? What's on your agenda today? Do you have a lot going on, or?
Well, you know, I got to go out and put together breakfast, and I really haven't.
Okay, listen, you have a good day, sir.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to hang up on you now. Bye bye.
Oh my God. Bravo, Roy. That was a fantastic senseless survey.
Found somebody who was willing to hang in there longer than you.
And I even threw a really what I thought is an offensive question, and he still didn't hang up.
Oh.
Just so you guys know, I had to edit this down. It was like an 8-minute conversation.
Oh, my gosh.
He would not hang up the phone.
What time did you call him that he was sleeping? Do you remember? Was it after the show?
It was after the show. It was like late morning, by the way. 45.
That's great.
Be nice.
Yelling to his wife. What a fantastic senseless. If you picked up halfway through it or you missed it, don't worry. We're going to do it again for you at 8:20 this morning.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
If you've ever wanted to dress like stars, like Kim Kardashian, maybe.
Yes.
There is a company that is offering to let you rent Kim Kardashian's swimsuit. It's the Chanel bikini that she made famous, and they're calling it the iconic style, in excellent condition. And there's no price listed on the website, which means it's very expensive. But the swimsuit is only available for a 3-day time period.
Hmm. I'm trying to see it. I Googled Kim Kardashian's swimsuit, and you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Put Chanel in and see if it comes up. Yeah.
Oh, that one?
Let me see.
It looks like two pancakes up top.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
It's just covering what it needs to.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
You can't even wear that out.
No.
You probably could. All right.
Roy, you should get this and wear it for your next fashion show.
All right.
You can only have it for 3 days, though. The Jonas Brothers, they played a surprise pop-up show at Penn State, and they played their tracks like Cool and Sucker. And they also announced over the weekend that in Belmont at Nelly's, they're going to be having Jonas Brother Trivia Night.
Yeah, that looks like a lot of fun.
I told Manny, I was like, I feel like we should be hosting that.
Right. I texted with
I know. I saw you
Papa
reached
Joe,
out to
and
Papa
he said,
Joe.
Make it happen. Okay.
All right.
What was that?
MRL mean? Coming to a Jonas Brothers trivia near you.
I told them we do it for food.
Of course.
I'm good with that.
Don't tell our bosses.
Yeah. Reebok is getting slammed. So we told you last week that Beyonce announced her partnership with Adidas, but she also met with other companies as well, Under Armour, Air Jordan, and Reebok. And she had reportedly walked out of the Reebok meeting due to a lack of diversity. And Reebok is now saying that that report is untrue. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure there'll be more facts coming out. That is your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. Call now, take her down. She has over 80 wins.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Emily is on the phone for Can't Beat Loren today. Welcome to the Mady, Rory, and Loren Morning Show, Emily.
Hi, thanks.
Hey. All right, 5 pop culture questions. Let's see how you do.
All right.
Yeah, throw me out of the studio. Yep, I'm going.
All right, the Red is leaving the studio. She's opening up the door. And she is closing it shut. She can no longer hear these questions. It's just us.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Emily, playing for everyone in Kings Mountain. Blake Shelton looked like he had a blast at last night's ACM Awards with his girlfriend. Who is that? Who is his girlfriend?
Gwen Stefani.
Halsey has a collaboration with BTS coming out this week, and the internet is already freaking out over it. Who is her ex-rapper boyfriend?
G-Eazy.
Happy belated 54th birthday to the actor who plays Iron Man.
Tony Stark's character. I'm blanking.
3, 2, 1.
Robert Downey Jr. All
right, we'll give it to her. Jay-Z's wife is allegedly working on a documentary with Netflix focused on her 2018 Coachella headlining performance. Who are we talking about? Who is Jay-Z's wife?
Beyonce.
And this Game of Thrones star who plays Jon Snow hosted SNL on Saturday night.
I have no idea. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Same here, sister.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
All right, Loren, it's going to be a very tough battle. Our friend Emily got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Loren. Let's see how you do. Blake Shelton looked like he had a blast at last night's ACM Awards with his girlfriend. Who is that?
Gwen Stefani.
1-1.
And question 2, Halsey has a collaboration with BTS coming out this week that the internet is already freaking out over. Who is her ex-rapper boyfriend?
G-Eazy.
That's right, 2-2.
Happy belated 54th birthday to the actor who plays Iron Man. Who is that?
Robert Downey Jr.
That is correct, 3-3.
And Jay-Z's wife is allegedly working on a documentary with Netflix focused on the 2018 Coachella headlining performance she did. Who are we talking about?
Beyonce.
That is correct, and we're 4-4 at dead tie.
Okay.
Here we go. The Game of Thrones star who plays Jon Snow hosted SNL on Saturday night. What is his name?
Kit Harington.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend Emily did not know that one. Just like me, we don't watch Game of Thrones. Final score, 5-4. Loren, 81 wins underneath your belt.
Emily, I'm sorry. You know what I want to hear before we let you go.
I'm Emily from Kings Mountain, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Emily.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Up next, someone on the show had an ex contact them through text message. They're not sure how to handle it. We'll talk about it less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, KISS 95.1 with the Mady, Roy, the Red Morning Show.
Coming up in less than 5 minutes, you're shot at $1,000 with the KISS cash code. So simple to win $1,000.
Someone on the Mady, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show got a voicemail from their ex.
That person needs to step up to the microphone, introduce yourself, and tell us what you love most about that ex.
What? Their exes for a reason.
It was me. It was my ex.
Out of the blue, an ex.
Wait, your recent ex?
No. Okay. No, I mean, I think that would be, I still live with my ex, so I think that would be really weird if Loren left me a voicemail.
Producer
I'd,
Nicole.
Walk into her room and be like, what's this?
This ex-producer, Nicole, that left you a voicemail, which, by the way, we're going to play for you just after 8 o'clock this morning. We want to hear the voicemail. How long ago was this person an ex, and how long did you date them?
Okay, so I dated this girl like right out of college, so 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lauren and I dated for 4 years, and it was right before her.
So what has happened? So if that was 5 years ago, have you liked her stuff recently? Like,
no.
Why would you come up in her mind to call you?
Probably because she saw that Nicole and Lauren just broke up,
but
and now she's trying
that?
To slide in.
I mean, her and I aren't, we have not been, since we've broken up, we have not been friends on social media. But like we do have a lot of mutual friends.
Okay.
So it probably, as soon as word broke of Lauren and I breaking up, I'm sure talk went around Raleigh, which got to my friends and
see,
her friends.
The voicemail that we're going to hear in just about 5 minutes from now is going to be very telling.
Like whether or not telling for what though?
Telling like what the ex's intention is. If it's a check-in, if it's like...
I want you, I still love you.
Hey, let's grab a beer.
I'm coming to Charlotte, or maybe it's, you know, it could be like, hey, I'm here for you. I just saw you broke up with Lauren. I'm here for you.
Ooh.
Because you, I mean, you are...
Nope, not your responsibility. Unless you're trying to get back with that person... You don't need to be there for them through a breakup.
Takes us kind of back to that War of the Roses from last week with Christina, the ex that wasn't leaving Ronnie alone.
For that person.
Yeah.
They'll have other people.
Yeah.
Did you respond?
Nope.
No.
I have not responded.
Are you going to respond?
You know, I thought about it, like, just because, like, her and I, like, we didn't have a good breakup.
Okay.
Like, she's probably the one ex of my life that it was not... a good breakup.
Okay.
She did me dirty.
Here's what we need to do then. We'll play the voicemail in about 5 minutes, and then maybe MRL fan members can tell you how to handle it. I think that'd be good. Give you a little advice on what you should do.
I think I know how to handle it.
I don't know. It just sounded like you just said, I don't know.
Let's get the radio family in. 704-570-9595. How did you handle the ex contacting you? And we get your chance at $1,000. Kiss cash code that comes your way in 3 minutes. It's all going to happen right after Halsey. Don't go anywhere with Kiss.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That is Demi Lovato. Sorry, not sorry. All the hits. Kiss 95.1. We are the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
We gave you a shot at $1,000. Hopefully you listen to the code word and you know that you need to text that to 45911, not our number, not our studio line.
Right.
We just had executive producer Nicole tell us that she had an ex reach out to her, left a voicemail. And let's see what type of voicemail is it, because she, you know, Nicole is going through a breakup, so maybe it's just a friendly call, or maybe is this ex trying to...
Someone's thirsty.
With Nicole's permission, we will play the voicemail.
Go ahead.
Hey, princess.
Wow.
It starts like that?
I just left that voicemail for Roy the other day.
I almost spit my water all over the studio.
What?
Oh.
Was that your pet name when you two were dating, Princess?
No.
Nicole, by the way, you guys look so unamused by this. Oh, my gosh. All right, here we go.
Hey, Princess. It's I was just thinking about you. Haven't talked to you in a while and wanted to see how you're doing. So I just gave you a call. But you're busy all the time, I know. So if you get a chance, you can call me back. If not, that's fine. I'll talk to you at another point. But yeah, you were just on my mind. So I'll talk to you later.
Oh, wow.
On my mind.
Oh.
Well, Princess, I think I know what she wants.
This woman lives in Raleigh?
South Carolina now.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay. Close to Charlotte?
No.
Okay. I guess she's coming.
She's moving.
She's coming.
I mean, there's no way this door is still open.
No.
Okay.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Okay, but here's the question.
But in her head it is, clearly.
But how does producer Nicole handle this moving forward? She's not interested. Does she just ghost her, or should she contact her? Because I'm torn, because if you ghost her, she doesn't know you don't owe her anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also, maybe you're leaving the door open, well, she didn't hit me back.
Let's have the radio family give you some insight. If you've ever had an ex reach out to you, 704-570-9595, call right now. What was their intentions? Was it to get back with you? What did you do? Or was it just them being friendly?
And I'm kind of torn, Nicole, because if you call her back, who knows how that could be perceived? Because then you got back to her. Unless you text her something up front like, hey, please don't contact me again.
Oh, but then that's so dramatic.
I know.
No one wants to do that.
Well,
I mean, like, I'm not.
I guess
I'm not
start,
reaching out.
You're okay. Just going to ghost?
It's not ghosting her. It's that is my ex. We broke up.
Okay, like, but hold on. Now let me ask you this, Nicole, because if you start dating somebody seriously and that person keeps poking their head in, that's going to irritate whoever you're dating. So at that point, isn't it better to reach out to that person and say, hey?
I haven't heard from this person, like, in a while, you know? So I don't foresee her being an issue in my life.
Who entered it, you or her?
She cheated.
She cheated?
Yes.
So if it was me, I think I would call back my ex. I really do. Just to like shove it in their face of how happy I am.
I mean, you are seeing somebody.
And I'm good. Like,
I know you are.
You know what I mean?
I don't need.
I would almost want to. I know, but I.
Oh, geez. If I had an ex call me and like, hey, beautiful. That ain't terrible. I have exes that call me worse things than princess.
I'm like, wow, I still got it.
Right?
All right, let's talk with River in Conover. Hey, River.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, bud. Welcome to the show. So you had an ex contact you?
Well, back then. There's no point in bringing a ghost back out if a ghost has been a ghost, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's already invested time and stuff, then leave it be. Everybody knows what she's calling in for. Everybody knows what she wants.
Yeah. I mean, what'd you think of that voicemail?
It was sweet. She was just wanting to call, check in, you know, but like I said, if she's already got other things going on, just let it be.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. Nicole does. She's busy. She's got a life.
This is Brooke in Waxhaw. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well, Brooke. Did you ever have an ex reach out to you?
Yes, I did, actually. And not only did she reach out to me, but she drove to my hometown.
Drove to?
That's why I
had an ex show up, too, at my house. And I was married. My husband was upstairs. I was like, what's your end game here? Like, you think I'm just going to walk in the house and tell my husband I'm leaving him and get in your car?
Just right off into the sunset.
Lorraine's like, by the way, what kind of car?
Oh, snap, it's a Range Rover, sweetie. I'll be back in a little bit. Going to dinner.
What, a Lambo? Oh, geez, the door's open weird. Okay.
The door's open here. Woo! How do you shut these? Come on, sweetheart.
I mean, Brooke, what do you think the intentions of this ex? I mean, to me, she's in her feels right now about Nicole for some reason. I don't know why, but, you know.
I mean, she probably misses her, but, I mean, if it's done, it's over with, and producer Nicole's moved on, then it just needs to stay at that.
Okay. No contact.
Do you think, Brooke, that this girl would come and to see Nicole and show up in her hometown and...
I mean, it's happened to me, so, I mean, it could happen to her.
Oh, how great would that be if, like, in the middle of the night, you hear a knock on the door?
Well, the problem is I don't live in my hometown anymore. Well, she doesn't know where I live here, so...
she doesn't. Okay. All right. Thanks, Brooke. One more.
All right, Jonathan and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. What happened when your ex reached out to you?
Nothing. I didn't respond.
That's great.
Thank you. I feel like him and I are on the same page. Like, it's not rocket science.
So matter of fact.
Yeah, me and Nicole are on the same page. I mean, they're your ex for a reason. You know, whether it was good or bad, as far as how you left the situation, I mean, there's no need for you to respond to her. You're not obligated to.
Well, us three morons in here, the Manny, Roy, and Loren portion of the show on last week when Nicole said, oh, I got a voicemail. We were like, ooh, we got to talk about this. What are you going to do? Nicole's like, nothing. You idiots.
Nothing. I'm like, I'll be calling back.
We're like, we're going to take calls on it. We'll find out how to handle it. She's like, no.
She's like, thanks, I know.
It's interesting when exes reach out, though, when they know that you're with someone.
Uh-huh.
I kind of wonder why, but if I were in her position, I wouldn't wonder enough to call her back or let her know, like, I'm interested, because like you said, if you reach back out to her, that could imply something too, and you don't want to go down that road.
Yeah.
And it would be
thanks, John.
It would be different, like, in my eyes, like Lauren and I ended mutually. Like,
yeah.
We're solid.
You're amicable.
This chick and I did not end mutually, and it did not end well.
See,
therefore, I don't feel like she was that part of my life that I owe anything.
That's more of a reason to call back, in my opinion. I'd be so sour about it. I'd be like, let me show you how great I am.
Or just send her a tag.
You want us to call?
Like, nope. I'm good on that. Thank you, though.
Does she know? But you don't think she knows that you have a new bae?
I don't know what she knows, and I don't really care.
Did she break up with someone recently?
No, she's been single for a long time.
Mm. How do you know that?
I mean, you just kind of see things.
Yeah, social media.
Oh. Yeah.
So okay. You haven't contacted her about it? Okay, gotcha. All right.
We got a tweet from Miss Beth at the MRL show. That voicemail, hashtag cringe. I mean, it starts off pretty cringe.
I mean, the beginning is amazing.
Yeah, I tell you, this is how I talk to Roy.
Hey, princess.
Hey, pumpkin. How you doing?
Hey, pumpkin. You coming in tomorrow, buddy? All right. Thank you, Nicole. Don't do anything. That's the rule.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
She leaving or?
No, she's still, oh, boy. Still here. She's going to talk to us when we go to break.
So, giving us some talking to.
We were trying to help.
Right. We love you, princess.
All right, we got to get to a brand new senseless survey. You know, in this senseless survey, I try to ask something so, I don't want to say insulting, but so
shocking.
Shocking that I think they would hang up and they didn't. So finally, I had to hang up on them. Brand new, comes your way. 5 minutes, don't go anywhere.
He used to call me on a cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on a cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Kevin, this is Mr. Brown. Are you ready for your senseless survey?
Yeah. You guys literally just woke me up. Yeah, all right.
Okay, yep. This is where we got to get the questions for the American people. I want you to pretend that your body is a map of America. Which body part would be Florida?
Well, that would definitely be the what can I say? Well,
okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, some people said leg, but, okay, hey, speaking of the America country, do you consider Canada America's hat?
These are questions that the government needs to know, you know?
It is. We have very high priorities.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, definitely, it could be the hat. Maybe like a little hat with a hole in it or something missing.
Let me tell you this. Speaking of hats, according to our brain, our brain is the only organ that needs protection when riding a bike. Ever notice that? Seem like a conflict of interest?
Wow. Yeah, you definitely need to protect your knees, your elbows. Yeah. I think they made a song about it.
Mm-hmm. Would you be interested in a product called the cordless extension cord?
Yeah.
Come again? The what?
Mm-hmm. And ever notice that a sigh is just a backwards gasp? Ever considered that we're in every TV show and movie? We're just out of the camera frame?
Are you guys outside or something like that?
No, are you outside or something like that?
Alicia, get in
if
here.
If it's a law to wear a seatbelt, why does that rule fly out the window when you're on the public bus? You just hold on to the pole for dear life.
Yeah. You hear this? When you were on the bus yesterday and you out there, there's no seatbelts on there. You see that situation? That's the same thing I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on to something.
Here, you know?
Yeah, invite as many people.
That's true.
Call the neighborhood in. Maybe they can all hear these questions.
this is monumentally crazy. They got hundreds of people riding on the bus every day. They got no doggone seatbelts. What's going on with that? It's crazy.
Maybe we should start a law.
Yeah, or a petition or something like that.
A partition, yeah. Listen, do you think the people who have the trust no one tattoos trusted their tattoo artist? When you're born, if you come out legs first, would it be true that you wore your mom like a hat for just a moment? What's on your agenda today? Do you have a lot going on or?
Well, you know, I got to go out and put together breakfast and I really haven't.
Okay, listen, you have a good day, sir.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to hang up on you now. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Bravo, Roy. That was a fantastic senseless survey.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Adam Sandler is returning to SNL.
I saw that.
I know. How exciting is this? Now, he's just returning as host, of course. But he was obviously on the show throughout the 90s, and he'll be returning on May 4th if you want to watch that.
I had a buddy of mine tell me that he was hosting SNL this Saturday night, right, this past weekend, and that Game of Thrones was on this past weekend. And I go, I don't know. I kind of work in show business somewhat, and I don't think Loren mentioned either one of those things.
No. I think Game of Thrones is this week, though.
Yeah, both of them are. Adam Sandler, Saturday night, Game of Thrones this Sunday. Be there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Be square.
Sounds good.
Sorry, I had to sneeze, and that goes on for a minute.
That's all right.
We're a pro. We didn't hear it.
All right, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she almost quit The View once, and it was over a clash she had on air with Barbara Walters. And the conversation, she felt like she was being reprimanded by Barbara on air. So once the cameras shut off and they went to commercial, she had a meltdown. And the audio is now making its way to our hands.
Oh, nice. This is the meltdown?
Yeah.
Ooh.
She has to. Bill, she has to. This is why we shouldn't have done this discussion.
She just walked off the show.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I tried to stop it.
That is ridiculous.
She's gone.
And quitting. I don't need to be reprimanded on air like that by this woman. I will take it in the meeting. I will not take that on air.
Whoa.
Barbara just fully reprimanded me live on the show to everybody in America.
That sounds like me after our show.
Who reprimands you, buddy?
Right.
Everybody.
Well, no, you should be used to it by now.
And you need to take it in the meeting and on air.
I'm not quitting. How about that?
Yeah, she said that she was just really frustrated. Oh. She was using bad words, and she says that she doesn't do that in her everyday life. She doesn't swear.
Wow.
So she just had her so twisted that she was walking off.
If I was a producer for The View, I would air that in a heartbeat.
They had, I read too that they had to postpone going back because she wouldn't go back on.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And isn't it Barbara's show, though? Isn't she? Mm-hmm. Like,
she was the EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Smith says that he's opening about his body issues recently. He told us that he had had liposuction when he was very young. And now he revealed on Instagram for the first time ever, he was celebrating his body with a naked day at home.
Whoa.
Yeah. Sweet. He said he spent the entire day in his room watching TV, reading, eating, whatever he wanted to do, but naked. He said it was very empowering.
You know, I've sat on my couch naked once and it felt weird. Didn't like it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's too much skin contact with things. You know what I mean?
I can get down with sleeping that way, but yeah. I don't know about like full on watching TV like that.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
Speaking of sleeping, so I typically end up going to bed because I'm freezing when I go to bed. So I'm in like long sleeve, long pants. And then by the end of the night, I've got nothing on because I'm sweating my butt off. Well, I found a mattress pad that keeps you cool. Mm-hmm. It's called a Cool Shield. And it will regulate what's happening with your body. So that's something I need in my life for sure. And we'll have that up for you at kiss951.com. You can also still vote on March Madness.
Yes, we're up to the finals.
Yeah, today's the last day that you can vote.
All right, we'll find out who is the winner of March Madness over at kiss951.com. You know, speaking about reprimanding, I got reprimanded for something ridiculous last week.
Yeah, I know. It was it was kind of a thing that when you did get reprimanded, I didn't realize it was real. And then we heard it like four more times. And I'm like, oh, they didn't like this.
So I think what we need to do is go over what it is that I got reprimanded for. And then, but that's not all. Like, I have a whole list of things that I can do.
Okay.
I'm an impressionist, you see.
Oh, boy. I see where this is going.
We're going to talk about this coming up in just about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Our buddy Maney. He got in trouble from management because he did an impression that I didn't think was funny.
I thought it was funny.
And the rule of thumb for like the radio show that we do, y'all, is if our older bosses, who are both men, don't like what we're doing,
we're probably doing something right.
We're doing it right.
Okay.
And sometimes that's a good rule of thumb to go by, and sometimes it's not, but... You know, I do a couple of impressions. I wrote down 8 impressions that I've done on the show more than once.
I can only think of a couple.
What do you think? What would
for sure, Queen Mummy.
Queen Mommy. This is the one that I did last week that our big boss Walter came in and goes, that was the worst impression I ever heard. Don't do it ever again.
I've heard you do Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about him. That's 9.
Arnold.
Wait, hold on, hold on. You yell them out and then let me just do them and we'll see whether or not we should retire them.
Okay. Okay, by the way, the one that our bosses hated was Queen Mommy.
Which
we bring the queen out whenever there's a story about something with the royal family. Or
typically
any,
in the dirty.
Or
yeah.
anything, if maybe Netflix Crown is in them dirty, we'll talk about the queen.
When you hear my theme music, you know I'm about to declare something.
Mm.
I declare a podcast for the Queen Mummy.
And all okay, the good. Opinion of the queen.
All right, so that's my Queen Mummy. A little over the top, we get it.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we spoke to somebody who's from Britain, and he said it was mildly offensive, which is nice. It wasn't fully offensive.
It wasn't fully.
Mildly.
It was mildly offensive.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so you've got Queen Mummy. You do Arnold.
That's right, I do. Not very good, but we are here in Kelly, California.
That's an awful Arnold.
Okay. So that's off the list.
I figured I'd hear you do the, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah, it's not good.
California.
Okay, what
all
else?
Right. I do Loren's Italian teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Luigi. Yeah.
Hey, Loren, thanks for coming to the class. We haven't seen you in 5 weeks.
I like the principal of her Italian school. That was super Southern. That was me.
Yeah.
It was the janitor.
Janitor?
It was the principal, you said, the guy that ran the thing.
Yeah, no, he's there. He doesn't run it, though. It's not the principal. The guy that runs it is, like, the janitor who, like, has to lock up when everybody leaves. So he comes in.
The janitor's running an Italian class.
It's a night course for adults.
I got a different impression.
You don't have a principal.
When you told that story, that's how it came out, that there was a guy that ran the whole adult after class program.
And now we know it's the janitor.
Hey, if y'all don't mind, we'll do it.
I'll do this. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Luigi.
Hey, it's a Joseph.
Hey, listen, I hear in the class we're going to have some Italian food.
That's right. We're making a pizza, huh? You're looking at a pizza?
Yeah, some authentic Olive Garden would be nice.
Yeah. That's right. Do you lock at the gym or you not lock at the gym?
I'll keep it open.
All right.
For you.
So the Lorenz Italian teacher I do, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. I like your Ozzy.
Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do that. Adam Sandler.
You doing Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I'm going to host Saturday Night Live on Saturday. You better watch.
Okay. Oh, you have better ones.
Listen, I didn't say they're good. I just said I do them.
That's okay.
What's wrong with my Adam Sandler? You know me, I can.
Not really.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I went toe-to-toe with Jay Farrell from Saturday Night Live with my what impression?
Oh, yes.
Obama.
He's been out of office, so I kind of forgot about him.
That's right. I've been a little rough, but I'd like to say that I believe Manny should be let him do his impressions.
I actually think that your Obama impression was pretty good until I heard Jay's.
Yeah, well, Jay was he did it on SNL.
I know.
That's the definitive impressionist. We keep it with the presidents. I do President Clinton, as you know.
That's right.
That's easy. Everybody could do that.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your internship program like?
Just be a little creepy.
Oh, God.
And then there is the man himself, the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, whose his impression isn't the wrestler Jesse Ventura. It's the
conspiracy theorist on A&E, the whole show you had.
That's right. I have reason to believe that everything's, that even this whole thing, I haven't done it in a while. Give me a minute.
Yeah, warm it up.
Ask me something.
Okay, Jesse Ventura, what do you think about the border? Should we keep it open or closed?
I have reason to believe. Oh, man, I'm way off on it. All right, so we might have to retire Jesse. That's right.
Hold on. How do you do it? What does he say?
he's like, follow the facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
I'm enjoying you working through this.
Live on the radio. Didn't warm up before.
Follow the facts. That's right. I have to hear him. I haven't heard him in a while.
Okay.
So that's not a good one.
Yes.
And then what about our boss, Walter? I do a good impression of him.
You
get
do.
Get out. Mm-hmm. Come here. I'm just kidding. All right. So there's a list. And what I'd like to do is send this off to our bosses and let them check off the ones that they like, the ones that I should be able to do.
How many was that?
I got 8.
Better yet, send our boss this audio so he can ream us a new one after the show.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, speaking about being annoyed and reaming a new one, there's a guy who is trying to set the Guinness Book of World Record for singing. And wait to hear how many hours that he had to sing to break the record and what he did to void it. the Guinness Book of World Records said you didn't do it right. So he was annoyed. We'll tell you about that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. We were just telling you about this Guinness Book of World Records that some guy tried to break. But what they do is they'll send people, right, Lauren? And the people have to verify it.
Right.
Guinness will actually send a representative to watch you do whatever record it is.
It's expensive.
I was just going to say, I think it's pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So there was a man in the Dominican Republic who was trying to break the Guinness World Record for singing, time spent singing, and he wanted to perform for 106 hours straight. Well, he was denied that record, and they said that he did not break the record because he took a two-minute break.
Oh, yeah, of course. Isn't that straight?
Well, apparently you can take a break, but it's only supposed to be 30 seconds. And with his two-minute break, they're saying, yeah, sorry, your time was completely wasted. You didn't break the record.
Well, hey, listen, I got you here all weekend. You want to give it another shot?
Right? The current record, by the
way... Don't go anywhere.
The current record was 105 straight hours. So he was only going to do an hour more to break that record.
You know, I was part of a wonderful record-breaking experience here in Charlotte at Town & Country Ford. They had putting on the most window tints. Within a certain time frame. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, they had the guy from the Guinness World Records, and I remember I couldn't get over the fact he had like this special, it's like a blue jacket, and I couldn't get over the fact that the jacket wasn't like embroidered with the logo. Like, it looked like he just put a sticker on it.
And well, I was maybe like, they're freelance.
I was like looking at it, and I'm like, is that a sticker? Can I just pull the... The Guinness.
Put it on mine.
That's what you were hung up on, whether or not the guy from Guinness was a certified representative.
I was like, he looked kind of like he just showed up and put a sticker on him.
Sure.
Yeah, meanwhile, Town & Country Ford is busting butt to try and break the tint record, and Roy goes, that's good, but what about this guy?
Yeah, meanwhile, he's talking to me, not watching the process, so I hope it's that the results are accurate.
That's pretty funny. Did they break it?
Yeah, they broke
it.
Of course they did.
By the way, I just did a little math. On my iPhone, that's almost 4.5 days.
Oh, good gosh, of singing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
106 hours?
That's not like one of those things you can just start over and do it again.
That's 4 days of his life.
Yeah.
Gone. We're gone.
Wasted. And you have to fly the guy in, put him up in a hotel, feed him. It's expensive.
And I would imagine that would be really hard on your voice, too.
Yeah, probably. Hasn't been able to speak for 6 months.
I mean, what do you think he missed doing in 4 days? You know what I mean? Like, did he not go? He didn't go to work.
He clearly, take vacation.
But like, I mean, did he eat?
How long were his breaks supposed to be?
They were supposed to be 30 seconds.
That's hard.
Yeah, how would you eat?
I guess you can't go to the bathroom in 30 seconds.
You'd have to like shovel food down. Maybe you could sing while you're going to the bathroom. I mean, that's not really out of the question.
Right,
that person would just have to come with you to the bathroom to make sure that you were still singing.
What?
Yeah, you're just singing a song, like, all of a sudden you hear him strain in the middle of the singing. Like, I love the sunshine. It's so great.
I would think eating and drinking would be the hardest thing.
I would think the bathroom would be the hardest thing. Mm. But listen, no word whether or not the guy's going to do it again?
Mm-mm. Mm. I'm sure he will.
It depends if he wants to spend that 10 grand and getting the guy back.
Well,
I think it's like the,
you wonder if maybe a corporation or somebody paid for him. We don't have a ton of the answers, but he didn't do it. That's the most important thing.
I'm sure people try and fail.
Do you think the judge got punched out too? By the way, after he told him sorry, he's like after the 106 hours, like la. New record holder. No, you took two-minute breaks.
Yeah, well, that's what I would be upset about, because you didn't. Why wouldn't you tell me after the first break that I took?
Right.
That was too long. You let me go the whole time. That's what I would be the most upset about.
Yeah. Hey, coming up after 9 in just about 5 minutes from now, MSN.com did a bunch of polls, and some of them are pretty funny, and we definitely need to dive in on these.
Okay.
Like, do you think pajamas are appropriate to wear in public?
No.
Well, it depends. If you go to college, evidently it is. A lot of people wear their pajamas at college.
Would you ever wear socks with sandals?
unfortunately, being from Florida, I have before.
All right. The results are in. We're going to discuss this, and we want you to be part of it, too. So make sure you're ready to jump on the phones with us coming up just after 9 on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
It's called the KISS Cash Code, and your next chance to win is at 11 a.m. Make sure you're listening.
Roy, before you get into the MSN polls that we found, when some of them are funny about, you know, clothing and stuff, we need to hear from people. When was the last time you wore pajamas in public? 704-570-9595. Do you know someone in your life who wears socks with their sandals? 704-570-9595. And then the big one is, be honest. Is there a person in your office or a person at your work, maybe just in your life in general, who, no matter what they wear, you judge their outfits? You can call it anonymously at 704-570-9595. Pajamas in public, socks and sandals, and is there someone you judge whatever they wear?
Before we get to what MSN polling said about the pajamas and the socks, there's a couple other ones that I thought were funny. One of the polls, do you consider yourself judgmental about others' clothing, which was what we want you to call in for? Can you imagine what the majority of people said for that?
I think they said yes.
I mean, I would think that they probably said that they were.
It's actually pretty split, surprisingly. 7% are very judgmental. 41% are somewhat. 41% not really. 11% not at all.
Ah.
I would say I'm somewhat judgmental. Like, I don't really notice unless you're working hard for the attention, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that just shows you, too. Like, we've talked about this before. Remember we talked about something that's like things that you're worrying about today that you don't have to?
Yeah.
Because no one cares. That was one of the things, too, was like people don't care what you look like.
Right.
But I wanted someone to call in and say they do to prove that wrong.
Yeah. Call in now. 704-570-9595. Do you think leggings are appropriate to wear in public?
Yes.
40% of people say yes, they are. 21% no. 32% said it depends.
Does it depend on the person or the type of legging?
I think it depends on the top you're wearing with the legging.
Now, there's a new type of legging. Well, I don't know if it's new, Loren, but there's a legging that I see women wear at the gym.
Uh-huh.
And it's see-through, and the see-through seems to go up almost towards, like, the buttocks.
Those are workout pants. Those aren't, like, true leggings, and those are fine. But the leggings that are, like, cotton leggings that you can see a lot, and sometimes you can see through the material around your nether regions. You need to be wearing a shirt long enough to cover that.
Okay. Do you ever wear socks with sandals?
Not one of my finer fashion moments, but I have done it in the past.
I mean, I do it when I roll the garbage out in the summer, and like I don't want to.
It was a
take my
thing
socks off or get wet
in Florida. Let me tell you something. Remember the Adidas slide sandals that had the little things all over the bottom of them? So they were like massagers. We would wear those and socks to everything, like to school,
in public?
To swim. Yeah.
Nicole, you still do that?
Like if I'm going to the grocery store, I got socks on or whatever. Like I'll just throw on my slides.
The party,
not like rainbows, but like my slides.
Okay, what's the voting on that? Is that okay?
66% of people say never wear socks with sandals. 15% of people say maybe. 16% says sure. 3% says I don't know.
See, that's kind of how I feel about pajamas in public. Like, I don't feel like it's appropriate to wear pajamas in public.
Now, do the people that wear socks and sandals ever wear sandals without socks? That's the question,
yes.
And I think we have that answer.
Let's talk with Josh, our good buddy Josh in Lancaster. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Before you tell us someone in your life that you know that would wear socks and sandals, give us a quick recap. How was WrestleMania last night on a scale of 1 to 10?
It was a 50. Over the course of from Friday until last night at midnight when everything ended, we ended up with 10 new world champs across the board.
Whoa, 10?
10.
I figured you could only have one world champ.
Well,
there's different divisions.
There's four different divisions now.
What was a surprise from last night's WrestleMania, Josh?
Brock Lesnar being left laying in the middle of the ring, hurt and embarrassed, and me laughing like crazy because I enjoy every second of it.
Josh, it's like you're trying to speak to me. I know it. I just...
You're not hearing him.
It's like he's speaking Latin.
It was cool. I saw the part, bud, where the person got the nose thing ripped out of their face.
Yeah, that was Batista. That was his last match in WWE. He's gone for good now.
Oh, wow. That's the way to go.
Our intern, Jamie, is in here. He's super excited, too. Jamie, what was your favorite part about WrestleMania?
Probably the women's match that went on last, honestly.
I could not stand neither three of the women that was in the match.
Why?
Why not? They were all awesome, though.
Ric Flair thinks that Charlotte Flair thinks she owns everything, that everything's supposed to be given to her.
Very
Becky
true.
Lynch thinks she's awesome because she's been to jail and she calls herself a man.
Whoa.
And Ronda Rousey thinks she's the baddest woman on the planet. China was the baddest woman on the planet.
Oh, I actually like Ronda Rousey. I know who that is.
Yeah, she converted over to the WWE.
She converted.
Ronda Rousey walked away empty-handed last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Charlotte Flair is a big deal around here. She's got a big following.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love her. I respect her. But I'm tired of seeing her.
Intern Jamie said that it was like a 7-hour WrestleMania.
It was. It started at 5 p.m. last night, and it didn't end at 12:30.
Mm. Oh, man.
Dang.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, who was it that wore socks and sandals?
My stepdad wore socks and sandals all the time, but the catch was he wore the Jesus sandals, as you call them,
mm-hmm.
and the socks that he wore had to be tie-dye. And I'm like, are you serious?
That dude tripped right out of the 60s.
Exactly. I was like, you just need a mullet and a bad pair of sunglasses, and you're a 70s reject.
Thanks, Josh. We got big news for Josh, too. One of our Dunkin' Live Fam Jams is going to be, there's a big deal for Josh at one of them that we're going to discuss coming up in a couple weeks. Thanks, bud.
All right, let's talk with Joe in Statesville. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing really well.
So my ex-husband had the ugliest, gnarliest hammer toes, and no one should ever see them. He wore socks with sandals, and he should never go without them. Never.
Yeah. So he was really just doing everybody a favor.
Absolutely.
I mean, were you okay with that?
I had to be because the alternative was just gnarly.
Yeah, the alternative is to be visually assaulted by someone's toes. I'll take the socks any day. Cover those things up.
Visually assaulted. That's funny.
Thank you.
Joe, what was your thoughts on the WrestleMania last night before we let you go?
I didn't see it. I'm sorry. I was not available for that. But
no, that's okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Are you a WrestleMania fan?
I got to go. Thanks.
Bye.
Lost her. I like wrestling. I remember I used to watch it as a little kid. I just don't watch it as an adult.
Plus, how much was it, Jamie, to get WrestleMania last night?
You can get like a subscription for it, and it's like $9.99 a month. It's like Netflix.
Oh, okay.
You watch it multiple times?
Yeah, they have it up on like a streaming site, and you can watch like all the stuff that they've done. Like,
oh, because it travels, and you can watch them each night?
No, you can watch like all the stuff that they've done for the past like 30 years.
Yeah. Yes, $9.99, you get the WWE subscription, which becomes... their library. It's like their Netflix of wrestling.
I know it shocks you, Lorraine, but there's a lot of people who like it.
I know.
It.
Do you know, and here's the thing. I feel about wrestling what Roy feels about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Gosh, yes. And I still don't know why, out of all the shows that are on TV, you guys pick out the dang Bachelor to talk about so much on this show.
I don't know, man. I mean,
we don't break down Modern Family each week. But no, we'll break it down with The Bachelor.
But we break it down because that's what people are talking about. It's what's trending.
I know, I know people are talking about wrestling, too, but I feel the same way about wrestling.
Every week we had new episodes of Scandal. That was one of the biggest shows of the time.
We brought up Scandal.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we did.
I just think we overdo it with The Bachelor thing.
How?
Well, you're lucky. It's not on right now.
Yeah, until May before The Bachelorette comes on, Roy.
Trust me, this is the good time. I love this period.
Oh, man. Hey, make sure you listen to the podcast on KISS95.1's app or use your Apple Play. That's right. If you have one of the newer cars, I know a lot of these cars have them now. They're not even that expensive. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about like a $1 million car.
Mm-hmm.
Your average car now has Apple Play, and the KISS95.1 app is available, and you can listen to us 24/7. Listen to the MRL Show podcast right there on the KISS95.1 app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.